17 minutes to 11, and it's time to welcome into the studio this Friday morning, The Hoops. And Jamie Forbes is the lead vocal and rhythm guitarist. Also joining us, Pete White on drums, Cinder Brassington on bass and vocals, and Lyndon Lewis on lead guitar and vocals. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Great to catch up with you. Look, the Hoops are a band that have revived in a very big way 50s music, the music of Buddy Holly in particular. Why are you such a Buddy Holly freak, shall we say, Jamie?
Well, you can blame my father for that. It was the first record he bought, and he used to play Buddy Holly tunes to me all the time when I was a young person. And Even when the Gary Busey Buddy Holly story movie came out and I was dying to go and see The Empire Strikes Back, he dragged me along to see the Buddy Holly story, kicking and screaming. But I did eventually warm to the idea and really loved the music, and he was just one of the true pioneers. And for a long time, he was sort of forgotten about in the late 60s and early 70s as a pioneer of the three-piece band and just music that you could play by yourself. So he was you didn't need classical training or incredible studio production. And he sort of led the way for the Beatles and bands like that. You know, people that played in bands, wrote their own material, and could just, you know, you could put it all together in your backyard, but still have it sound really good.
And did your dad play music himself?
He had a lesson. I'm probably going to get killed for this, but he had a lesson, and he learned the C chord, and had a few photos of himself with the guitar, but as soon as he found out he wasn't going to be Jimi Hendrix within 10 minutes, he gave it up. But he's been very enthusiastic about me playing all these years.
Yeah, well, we're very glad that you play and you put the Hoops together. Now, what are you going to play for us first up?
We thought we'd do a classic Buddy number and play Peggy Sue for you first.
Excellent. Rip in.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue about Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I want you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I want you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Here we go.
Fabulous. It was an infectious era of early rock pop music, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yes. It was. Lyndon has organised a yearly Rock and Rodders Festival down in Marimbula, and the enthusiastic people that turn up at that just to hear 50s music again played realistically and lively, and everybody comes along and dances the dance and wears the clothes, and rock and roll will never die.
And between Pete, Sid and Lyndon, gee whiz, you've got some rock and roll history behind you all.
Absolutely. Yes. They make me feel so young.
Hell of a hair you go with it from.
How did the Hoops come together?
Well, I had been playing, I'm from Bega and moved down, and been playing in various bands in Bega, and moved down to Melbourne in 89 and was playing in various bands again. And the big thing of the time was tribute bands. And I always thought that you could do a great Buddy Holly tribute band, but that would just be like going around the corner and seeing Buddy Holly playing at your local pub. So we did that, and I actually played supported the first gig of Bjorn Again, the ABBA tribute band, which is now absolutely huge. Strange combination. But when I came back up to Melbourne a couple of years ago, I decided that a 50s band, not just a Buddy Holly band, but doing a whole range of 50s songs, would be great to set up here. So I went down to Magpie Music to put an ad in their window, and already in their window I saw that there was a drummer looking for work. So I gave Pete a call, and it took us a while, but then eventually through the Bega District News we found Sid, and just recently we've put Lyndon in the lineup. Who we dragged him along kicking and screaming, but he's working out just fine.
Yeah, I think he's a great addition.
Yes.
All right, another tune for us.
Is this the one you're going to help us with, Tim?
I've got the lyrics here.
We have guest vocalist.
This is a worry. Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues.
Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues. We all know what we're doing, as soon as I remember the lyrics myself. Okay.
No dice, son. You gotta work late.
Woo! Sometimes I wonder what am I gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Well, you can't use the car because you didn't work a lick.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder what am I gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Your son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what am I gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
That's an absolute classic summertime blues, Eddie Cochran. Thank you. That was a lot of fun. Buddy Holly. You're doing a lot of Buddy Holly.
That's right.
But you've, Eddie Cochran. What are some of the other classics that you...
Actually, you played one of them this morning, Sea of Love. But we do the original version from 58. We do Elvis. We do Gene Vincent. We do Frankie Vaughan. Chuck Berry, of course.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes, you name it, we play it. As long as our only proviso is it's got to have been written before 1959. I mean, the year of 1959.
Yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis is still recording, isn't he?
He is. He's still recording.
In fact, Mike had an album of his a couple of years back. It was sensational.
Yeah. The duets album or the...
No, it wasn't a duet. So I can't remember what it was called.
We saw him actually still playing in Melbourne, which was the highlight of my life, really. It was fantastic. He threw a piano stool at Cole Joy. And so you can see he's still got it. And Chuck Berry's also still playing and touring, and the Everly Brothers, and just, it's amazing.
Yeah. All righty, we've got time for another tune.
Have we?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My mic is sinking. But that's all very rock and roll.
Well, I'll just move in and...
just don't mind me, folks.
It's okay.
We've just got to move in and lift this microphone up. It seems to have...
good enough for rock and roll.
There you go.
I should say, usually too, we play with a full kit and with electric instruments, which are becoming very big these days.
They have grown in popularity, haven't they? We really appreciate you coming in and pulling out the acoustics and playing in the studio for us this morning.
Well, thank you for contributing.
More than welcome. Yes. All righty.
We might do one more Buddy Holly song. This is... one you might know is called Old Boy. All my loving, all my kissing, you don't know what you've been. I'm missing, old boy, when you're with me, old boy. The world will see that you were meant for me. All my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, old boy, when you're with me, old boy. The whole world will see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and a shadow is falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of love makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All my love, all my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy. The whole world will see that you were meant for me. Ow! All my loving, all my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the whole world will see that you were meant for me. All my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the whole world will see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and a shadow is a falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of love makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my loving, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy. The whole world will see that you were meant for me. Woo!
Oh, fabulous. Look, we really appreciate you coming in and...
thanks for having us.
And taking us back to the 50s. Where are you guys playing? Are you getting any gigs about the place?
Well, we've done 4 gigs, but then we got our new guitarist, Lyndon, so we've sort of gone back into rehearsal to get him acquainted. But come June, for the rest of the year, we'll be playing around the place wherever we can. Wherever we lay our guitar strings.
And you've put together about 60 songs or so?
60 songs we've got now, yes.
Jeez.
Yes. So we can do a whole night and really bop till you drop stuff.
Now, they're on the web, hoops.com.au, I think it...
It is.
The hoops.com.au, you'll find them there, and all the contact details are there. Keep rocking, guys. That was fabulous.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Joining us this morning, Jamie Forbes, Pete White, Sid Brassington, Lyndon Lewis. They are the Hoops.